Avril with Casey Lynch on Casey 107.7.
With just a number of days left to the 29th May 2024 general election, it is important that voters know what to expect when they vote with special vote on election day. And also this week, we will be, in this episode, we will be covering the following voting processes. That is a three ballot voting process, as well as the voting within the province of registration. That's normal voting, and also voting outside the province of registration. That is the section 24A. Also, voting station stakeholders who will be at the voting station and their role in the voting and also counting process. To discuss this further, we are joined by Enrico Frederiksen. He's from the IEC to take us through the voting processes with special vote as well as normal vote on election day. Remember, you can contact us for any inquiries at 082-414-1077. And hello, Enrico. Welcome on Casey.
Thank you. And good afternoon, listeners. It's a privilege to talk to you today.
For the benefit of those who will be voting for the first time, let's start by unpacking the three ballots that are going to be used in these elections.
Right. For the first time, we will have three ballots for national and provincial elections. So what will happen is, you will receive a national ballot that will be blue. And on that ballot, there's 52 parties that contest. And only parties will be on that ballot. The new kit on the block is a regional ballot, or we also call it province to parliament ballot. On that one, you will receive parties as well as independent candidate, and the ballot will be orange in color so that you can identify it. In our case, in the Western Cape, there will be 34 parties contesting and one independent candidate. Then your third ballot will be the provincial ballot, and it is Western Cape specific. On that ballot, we will find 29 parties contested, and it will be pink in color.
And what other features does a ballot paper have to help voters identify the candidates when they will be voting?
So voters, you can look out when the party name will reflect on the ballot. You will then see the abbreviation of the party. You will see the face of the party, the photo image of the person. And on the far right, you will see the block where you can make your mark. And we prefer that you make it with a cross. Then with the independent candidate, you will see the name of the independent. Then in capital letters, it will state independent, the face of the independent candidate, and then on the far right, the block for you to make your cross. Our ballots, the national ballot will be double column, so it will be big. Then our regional and our provincial ballot will be one column ballot. If you do need assistance with the ballot, for example, people with monetary issues, with visual disability, can make use of the UBT. It's a template that we use which the ballot fit in, and then to help you to make your mark exactly in the block where you choose.
And are all voters going to get all three ballot papers when they are going to vote?
Not necessarily. If you are voting at the voting station where you are registered, you will get three ballots. If you have applied for Section 24A because you are going to vote at another voting station where you are registered, but you are still within the province, then you will receive three ballots. But if you are going to vote at the voting station outside of your province, and you have applied for the Section 24A, then you will only receive the national ballot due to the fact that you are not in your province.
And why does a voter only get the national ballot if he or she votes outside the province where he or she is registered to vote?
Your regional ballot to national. We choose the National Assembly consists of 400 seats. 200 of those seats are allocated to the national ballot. Then the other 200 seats are allocated to the province. So only the province, if you are from the Western Cape, you can obviously not go vote in Northern Cape. And that's why we can only give you the national ballot.
And how many ballots will I get if I vote with Section 24A, because I would have applied in advance?
You will still get your 3 ballots if you are in your province. So we must at the voting station, any voting station, there's a list of approved Section 24A cases. So if you did apply and it was approved, we would have sent you an SMS to confirm. But all the voting stations do also have a list of approved voting voters for the Section 28. If the list shows that you are in your province, then they will give you the 3 ballots. However, if the list shows that you are outside of your province, you will only get a national ballot.
And how will the voting process work in general? That is for everybody that will take part in this election.
Yeah, especially for the newbies. The guys coming for the first time, you will find a queue worker checking your ID to make sure that you have the right documentation. So you must have the day barcoded ID or the smart card ID or temporary ID, valid temporary ID. You will make sure that you have the documentation and that you are at the correct voting station. Then when you get to the voting station inside, you will find our voter's roll officer that will scan your ID to make sure that you are on the voter's roll. They will also check the voter's roll and make a mark through your name to state that you have visited the voting station if you are on the voter's roll. And then you will move from there to the inker. The inker will make a mark on your left thumb, a piece of your nail and a piece of the skin. Then you will move to the ballot paper issuer. It will issue you the 3 ballots. In the event that you can only get 1 ballot, the ballot paper issuer will call on the DPO to assist you with that. After that, at that point, you please must make sure, voters, please make sure that the ballot paper is stamped before you move to go make your mark. In the booth, you make your mark, and we ask that you make one cross, 1 ballot. Please do not make 2 crosses, because it will become a spoiled ballot. If you leave it open, it will become a spoiled ballot. So one cross, 1 ballot. Once you're done with that, fold your ballot and you put it in the ballot box. There will be 3 ballot boxes in the station, one for national, one for regional, and one for province. Once you have put it in the ballot boxes, you are free to go.
You mentioned something about spoiled ballot paper. What is it?
Yes, spoiled ballot paper is where when we do the counting process after the stations have closed, 9 o'clock tomorrow, then if we cannot identify the choice of the voter, then that ballot will become spoiled. For an example, we say that you must make 1 mark per ballot. If a voter makes 2 marks, then it will be spoiled because we don't know then which party the voter chose. Also, if there's no mark on the ballot, it will become spoiled. If a person write down their names, we can identify the voter, that ballot will become spoiled. So the crux of the matter is if we cannot definitely say that this was a choice of the voter, we consider that ballot is spoiled.
And let us turn our attention to the people who will be at the voting station during voting and counting of ballots. Explain to us that.
The people that will be at the voting station.
Yes, yes.
Yes, so you will find, except for the staff of the IEC, as I explained now, you will find security agents. In our case, it will be the police. 2 policemen are always stationed at every voting station. You might find observers there. They will have authorization from IEC to observe the voting process. You might find the media they might come around, take photos, or interviews with the voters. They are also at the voting station. And party agents or agents from the independent candidates, those party agent may have two agents per party inside the voting station. So those will be the additional stakeholders at the voting station.
And what are their roles, the roles that you just mentioned, playing at the station?
The roles of the...
The people that you just mentioned, the media and those people.
Oh, yeah. So our police ensure that everyone is safe, that there's no weapons on the premises. We call it within the boundaries of the voting station. They also have the authority to remove any voter that disturb the process. So for us, it is important that voters have freedom to vote. So they have the authority to remove people from the voting station. And then they make sure that we do not transport any ballots without their supervision. Then our media, they cover the election process. They are free to cover the election process. And I hope that the media will show up. Our observers have training prior to the election, so they will come. And mostly the observers are from foreign countries to come and observe our process. They do not interfere with the process, but they do observe and write a report afterwards. Then the large group of the party agents, you will see that they do not come with their party apparel, but they will have a stick on the case party agent, and they observe the process within the voting station to make sure that there's no irregularities from our staff. So they will make sure that the ballot papers, for example, ask them, they will make sure that they do issue the right ballots to the people. So they observe the whole process and even allow us to make sure that we do our work right. Then at the county process, only the party agents and the police are allowed and the observers are allowed in the county process, because at 9 o'clock after we have announced the station closed, and we start the counting process, we lock up the doors so the media won't be allowed in there. And the counting process then will start until we are done with the results, you know, to pronounce the outcome of that specific station's election.
And you mentioned something about the role of election observers. Those are people from outside the borders of South Africa?
Yes, mostly they are from foreign countries. Sometimes they are from organizations within South Africa that want to take part in the process because they are involved in the democracy or teachings or awareness. But mostly it is from foreign countries.
And the media, do they or does they really have a role to play in the voting at the voting station?
Most definitely, yes. Look, people do not always know what's happening all around this election. The media play a vital role to update the voters of how this election is running, what's happening. So if the media comes to a voting station, it is for our benefit. Then people can see that this election is truly free and fair.
And are there any other additional persons that form part of the voting station that we did not mention, or you did not mention?
Yes, the other persons that you can expect other than that which I mentioned is IEC officers from the offices. They might fix this to make sure that the running of the voting process in order. They come for troubleshooting with area managers, for an example, that voting station has been allocated to, so you may see them roaming around. And that will be all the dignitaries. If we do get dignitaries, those dignitaries usually are our candidate or the president for even example. So those are also possible to come visit our stations.
And how do I check where I'm registered to vote in the 2024 elections?
Listeners, you have different options to check. You can go to our website at www. www.elections.org.za. A nice option is to send hi to our WhatsApp number. It is 0600 880 00. I repeat, 0600 880 00. And then just follow the options that will be given to you. Then quickly you can SMS your ID number to 32810 and it will be charged 1 man. And lastly, you can call our toll free number on 0800 118000.
In the last words from your side, Enrico?
Most definitely. It is important to emphasize that in our current election, that a person needs to vote where he is registered. If he did not apply for a Section 24A, this is too late now, and we cannot get to a voting station where you are not registered and demand to vote there. You must go to the voting station where you are registered. Our voting stations will open tomorrow from 7. And will close 10 in the morning and will close 9 o'clock in the evening. So we ask the voters to please come between the time and bring your smart card ID, your green card coded ID, the temporary ID, and let's make this election one that we will all remember.
Enrico, thanks again for the valuable information regarding the election 2024. And all of the best for you guys that will be at different voting stations tomorrow.
I say very much thank you for this opportunity and may we have a good national and provincial election.
Definitely. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Your Lunchtime Radio, every day, 1 to 4 with Avril, only on KC 107.7.